We're in the Mishnah Seifrim. We're up to Ois Gimel, Tzuras Ois Gimel. Ois Gimel Tia Gufa Kamo Zayin Lechatchila. The Ois Gimel, the body of the Gimel, should be like a Zayin Lechatchila. V'chein Kol Rosh Eismol Sheba Ois Yishat Nizgetz Doima LeZayin. And all the left heads of the letters Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin Gimel and Tzadi, all should be like a Zion. Says the Sharatzian, an ois beis mimashikosava prima godim, but ois test, dim lehoya rosh smali kezayan kosher, for who adin hacha. In other words, the reason why he's saying that the head should be like a Zion and it's only lechatchila, he got this from the prima godim by ois test that says that it's kosher even if it's not like a Zion. Vayin lekamon, but saif ois test, ula el besimin zeva mishne brus, if cotton test Zion. And over there, the point is that if it's like a vav, it's also going to be kosher. But l'chatchila, we want it to be like a zayin. V'yeh roisha of, the roisha of the gimel should be thick. V'regel yamin dak, v'yoyrid ma'at l'mata yoyser miyera smol. The regel of the gimel should be thin, and it should come down lower than the left leg of the gimel. V'layasa yerach zeh ha-smoil b'shipua harbe ala ma'at, and it shouldn't be too slanted. The left leg of the gimel should be a little bit slanted. V'gam la'yia okam shouldn't be inverted. It should be facing to the left and not facing to the right. Ala yimshech b'shove, it should be more or less straight. V'yagbienu k'tzas k'neged ha-dalid, and it should be tilted upward toward the dalad. Vayerach smol yia moshuch ktsas av el hazayin. The connection between the left leg and the zayin should be a thicker type of connection. Shebetzida v'loy bedakos, it shouldn't be attached just by a thin strip, a thin line. It should be attached in a healthy way. Kitmunosa shetia niris kimin nun kfufa, because we want it to look a little bit like a nun with something sticking out on the bottom right. So in order for it to look more like a nun, it would be helpful if it was a thicker type of negiah. And we want as well that the left leg should be low in order that the letter to its left should be close to it. And the explanation for this is that since the left leg sticks out a little bit to the left, so if there's a letter adjacent to it on the left, it's going to cause the letter on its left to be a little bit distant from the head of the gimel. So therefore, by making the yerech low, it'll come underneath the letter to its left, and then they'll be adjacent to each other, both on the bottom and on the top. Ushloisha tagim al reisha, the gimel should have three tagim on its head. In nidbak hayerech b'ha regel, if the right leg of the gimel is snug up against the left leg of the gimel, in other words, there's no separation between them, yigra hayerech v'day b'kach, you just have to erase the yerech of the gimel v'day b'kach, and that's going to be enough. K'may shemavur b'simin lamed beis if yud ches l'inyan greiris hachartim. In other words, erasing the left side of the gimel will be enough, just like we said by the mem, that erasing the left side of the mem will be enough, because that's the only part that was written in a problematic fashion. So you only have to erase that part. V'dinei ha-tagim nisbar b'sayf simen zeh b'mishneh berurah, and the dinim of the tagim were explained at the end of simen lamed vav. Says the bir halacha, v'regel yamin dak, hinei midivrei hagraz mashma dehu rak lechatchila. This idea of the regel yamin of the gimel being thin, that comes from in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, al kolponim, it's mashma that's just the din lechatchila. It's not ma'akiv for the yerech of the gimel to be thin. Ulefima shekosev beis Yosef ba'oiz zeh, hatam lezeh ayin sham. And take a look in the beis Yosef to see the reason for it. And according to that beis Yosef, l'churil hu li'ikuva, it's not just going to be a lechatchila, it's even going to be ma'akiv b'di'evid, d'ha b'raisa sima ala kol di'igonez. What this means is that in the Brice it says that we don't want the gimel to look like an upside-down tzadi. So if you're going to make the right leg not thin, rather it'll be thick, it'll look like an upside-down tzadi, and the Brice says that that's ma'akiv. So why would the Shulchan Aruch Harav only say that it's kosher lechatchila. Ayin sham b'Shabbos b'Gemara. Ulay efshe devezel levad sheyerech yamin yared lamata yoser miyerech smal yesh haker ben agimel atzadi. So for the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says maybe we can say that just the fact that the right leg comes lower than the left leg, that's enough to be moitziyit from a dimyan between a gimel and a tzadi, and that will be machshir the gimel the like a baruch shomer, which is not like what it says in the baruch shomer. Lefize yared lamata yosem yarech smol huli kuva. So according to that, that's going to be ma'akiv. In other words, it can't be both. It can't be that it's not coming lower and it's thick. Then you have nothing to rely on. V'lachein lehizkir agrashem lechatchila. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav was relying on this, that is lechatchila, but it does have to come lower. V'yafal pikein ledina hakol tzarechian. But lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, this whole business is a tzarechian. D'lefi pirush harosham behilcha sefer Torah ala b'raisa zu, ayin sham. V'ayin sham b'rashi ala b'raisa zu. Ein shum raya d'tzarech ledaktik b'zeh. Based on the rush, we have no proof that one needs to be careful about this. But even if, according to the Rosh, it's not going to be ma'akiv, but al kalpanim lechatchila, one should certainly be very careful about this. Because of the other shitas that hold that it is ma'akiv. So therefore, says the Bir Halacha, lechatchila, we're definitely going to be makbid on both of these points, that it should come lower, and that it should be thin, but b'di'evid, he's not certain that either of these things would be ma'akif. Says the next Bir Halacha, v'gam la'iyah okum, v'di'evid im haya okum, if it is inverted, tzarechian b'zeh, tzarechian, if that's going to be kosher b'chlal, ayin v'es yosef atam, mimashe kosev b'gemara, because in the Gemara it says that it should be facing the left, because we want the gimel, the goymel, the one who's doing the chesed, to be sticking out towards the poor person. My time of pash the kar the gimel gabe dalit. Why is the gimel facing the dalit? The kahai gavna, masha amru b'gemara sham. My time of pash the kar the dalit the gabe gimel hu rak lechatchila. But you see that din is only lechatchila. We'll explain in a second. Ukmoshen is bar the bir alocha lekamon ve'al kolpanim tikin mahani b'ze. But this is something that can be fixed. Afilu b'tfilin u'mezuzos. V'cheinim yarech asmel shavu l'regel yamin, dumya the masha hekel ha-primogodim bo'is chav pshuta she'asoy miruba. Just like we see by the chav pshuta, if it's squared, the primogodim says that could be fixed because it still has the tzuras ice. So over here also, even if there's a technical psul, but that's something that can be fixed because it still has the tzuras ice. The explanation of the pashta gimel gabe dalet and dalet gabe gimel is that the Gemara says over there that we want the gimel, which represents the goymel, the one who's doing the chesed, to run after, so to speak, the dal, the poor person. And similarly, the Gemara says that we want the poor person to make himself available to the one who wants to do chesed with him, to allow him to do that chesed. So we want the gimel facing the dalet, and we want the dalet tilted back towards the gimel, as we'll see soon. Says the Mishnah Seifrim in Ois Dalet. We want the head of the dalet to be somewhat lengthy, and we want the regal to be on the shorter side. Because if the regal of the dalet is going to be longer, it's going to look like an endachof, and that will be a psul. So the proportion has to be correct. And as we mentioned before, we want the regal of the dalet to be slightly facing to the right, in order that it should be making itself available, so to speak, to the goymel. And there should be a small tag on the left side of the gag of the dalet. And you have to be very careful that the back of the dalet is going to be squared. Because we don't want it to look like a reish if it's not going to be squared, and then a tinek can call it a reish. Lechatchila ein dai bezeh levad. It's not enough to just have it squared. V'sheyehe lazav ischada milachareha. And we want it to not only have a sharp corner in the back, elagam yehe lo sham okev toiv. It should also have a bit of a heel. Ki tmunasu kamoshnei vavim sksurim. Because the tmuna of a dalet is like two interlocking vavs. V'ha'akev hu keneged reish havav ha'echad, and this heel on the top back of the dalet represents the head of one of the vavs. V'ha'ikets shalpaneha, and the little oikets that you have on the left side of the head of the dalet, hu keneged reish vav hashnia, that represents the head of the second vav. Im regel ha'dalet ein bo rakim lo yud, if the regel of the dalet is short and it only has the length of a yud, kosher, that's going to be kosher. V'ayin b'soif ois tof, what he says over there, we'll get to that. Im kosav hey b'makim dalet. Now what if somebody wrote a hey instead of a dalet? Ain't takana ligra haregel aniach dalet. You can't just erase the nakuda of the hey and leave a dalet. Me'achar shenifsal, because it became posel v'daymul atzuras hey. So lo yavid midi, you haven't done anything to correct the tzura of the dalet. So that's chaktaychus. When you just created tzuras ha'ais by way of erasure, that's not going to be kosher. That's chaktaychus. V'gam limshay chagag nami lemahani. And even if you're going to stretch the gag afterwards, that's not going to help you. The kol shalai nifsal tzuras ha'ais havi chaktaychus. Because if you haven't passed the tzura of the dalet, you're stuck with your original chaktaychus problem. Raktzarech ligra hagag ad shehei tzuras vav. You have to erase from the gag of the dalet until you knock it down to the tzura of a vav. So now it no longer looks like a dalet. And then, umashlima, and then you can rewrite the gag, and thus you've created the tzura of a dalet al yidei ksiva. Oisha yigra gam haregel yamin kulay, or you can erase the regel, v'lo yasher b'yafilukim la yud, and leave less than the length of a yud. V'achar kach yashlimenu, either one is fine. You can either erase most of the gag until you ruin the tzura, or you can erase most of the regel until you ruin the tzura, and then you can recreate it. Says the Bir Halacha in Ois Dalet, V'lechatchila tzarech shetehei haregel pshuta, makar lezeh bebeis Yosef mehad Shabbos kuf dalet. The makar of this halacha comes from the Gemara, my time of pashtakar the dalet l'gabi gimel, as we discussed. V'nir li d'zerak l'chatchila, but the Chavetz Chaim says that that's just a din l'chatchila. Mehada amrinon sham, higia ois achas chayev. It says over there in the Gemara that if you fix one letter on Shabbos, you're going to be chayev. Kegoin, denotla taga d'dalet v'asoy resh. What's the example the Gemara gives? You took off the okev of the dalet, the corner, the spitz of the dalet, and you turned it thereby into a resh. U'be'ervin yud gimel amad aleph, dilma yosef zvuv. And over there it talks about a fly resting on the dalet and also turning it into a resh, ayin sham. V'ula yesh lidchais. However, perhaps we can be daicha this raya. Now what is the raya? The raya is because if it's going to turn a dalet into a resh, so that means that the regel could be straight on a dalet also. Because if the regel is going to be tilted back, then it's not a resh. In other words, you see from here, basically, from this raya, excuse me, that the tzura of a dalet and a resh is identical, and the only difference is the corner at the top of the back of the dalet. So he says, but we could be doicha that raya. The resh kosher b'di'evet afim ha'irag l'pshuta, because if the regel of the resh is tilted a little bit backward, that's not going to passel it. V'im kein like a raya, so mele the whole raya falls off. But nevertheless, even if you made the regel of the dalet straight, says the Bir Halacha, it's not going to be ma'akev. Mehanal b'simin lamebeis sifkotin tazayin b'tazayin sham u'bekitzer klolish like a sidron she'atakti zeh mea primagodim. The idea is that since overall you have the tzuras ha'ois, and this is not something that's brought as being ma'akev, so Mamela says the Bir Halacha, even though it's something that's mentioned in the Gemara, but it's only mentioned as a lechatchila, and memela, it's not going to be something that will be ma'akiv, even if the regel of the dalet is going to be made straight.